A Prayer for Thankfulness When You're Anxious by Tiffany Tobalt, read by Leah Martin. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. Not a single day goes by when there isn't some discouraging news, some concerning thought, some distressing information, or some worrying reality. Struggle, expectations, whether they're real or imagined, obligations and responsibilities, they make up the reality of living in this world. I love the words used in this Philippians Bible verse. It starts by telling us to be anxious for nothing. Nothing. We are not to be anxious about anything. That, of course, seems like such an impossible statement. For us to go through our days not being anxious seems a bit far-fetched and even actually ludicrous. This statement, though, is absolutely not one of a brushing off or ignoring of our concerns. It's not a don't worry about it or things always work out somehow kind of statement. This be anxious for nothing is actually a challenge that's being offered for those who dare to try it out. It's a spiritual exercise that requires you to take every single fret, worry, and stress and then lay it out before God in prayer. The Bible verse continues by telling us the secret to not being anxious. We're to take our requests to God in prayer and supplication. Supplication actually means to beg on your behalf or for someone else. So often our prayers are ones of gently asking God for help, guidance, provision, healing. This verse tells us, though, that we can beg the very creator of the universe to work in our situations. We can pray and we can plead with the Lord for every single one of our anxiety-causing problems. There's a battle going on for your heart, your mind, and your soul. We must get bold in our prayers to win the battle against anxiety in all our situations. This verse throws in one word that doesn't seem to belong: thanksgiving. We're not to be anxious. We're to pray and beg for help from God. And we're to do all of that while being thankful. There's every reason to be thankful as we pray and beg God for help in every situation. Can you imagine going through these struggles without praying? Without God helping in any way? Sometimes when the storms are raging, I suddenly realize that I haven't turned to God for help. Thanksgiving overwhelms me as I realize that I do have help. There is someone that I can turn to. There is someone who I can beg for help in every single situation. He's always been there. He's just waiting for me to need him. Turn to the Lord with prayer and supplication. Let thankfulness flood your heart and mind, pushing away those anxious thoughts as you keep your eyes on Him through everything. He may not remove the problem as you want. He may need you to learn something as you walk through these situations. Someday this storm will pass, but now you're spiritually ready for the next one, filled with thanksgiving, because you've learned how to keep throwing your problems at the feet of Jesus, begging Him to take it and to deal with it. The more you hand it over to Him, the more your heart and mind will relax, which then makes you less anxious because the situation is now in God's hands. He will now guide, direct, change, and remove as He deems best. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you're here with me today. Thank you that nothing about my struggles surprises you. You are strong and able to change this difficult situation in my life. I beg you today to move, work, and change what's needed in my heart and my life. This problem is taking my eyes off of you. It's flooding my heart with worry and fear. I need your help in this. I cannot do this without your intervention. I give this to you today. Help me, God, today I pray. Amen.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.